And I'd like to commence this meeting by acknowledging the Gumbangia people, who are the traditional custodians of this land. I pay respect to elders, both past and present, and extend that respect to any Aboriginal people present. Thank you, and could I also remind everybody that if you have your mobile phone with you, please turn it to silent. And I'll now call... Oh, and I need to remind everyone present that this meeting is being webcast, so those in attendance should refrain from making any defamatory statements. And I'll now ask for apologies.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. This evening we have four apologies. Councillor James Angel, Councillor Martin Ballengarry, Councillor Ricky Buchanan and Councillor Trevor Ballengarry are all apologies this evening.
Thank you. For our prayer, is Major Sharon Sandercock Brown present?
Yes.
Big name. Welcome, if you'd like to come forward. And Major Sandercock Brown, is that the full surname?
That's it.
Is here representing the Salvation Army on behalf of the Christian Ministers Association of the Nambucca Valley. Welcome.
Yeah. So greetings to you, Madam Mayor, and yes. Also to the councillors. I'm just new to town, but it's a privilege and an opportunity for me today to just spend this time in praying for you.
I thought you might be, so welcome to the Nambucca Valley.
Thank you. Yes, let me pray. Dear Creator God, we just thank you for this beautiful land that we live in. And we do thank you for the First Nations people who actually have looked after this land for many centuries. And we thank you that we have the privilege of living on this land as well, and the beauty of this land that we can enjoy and share. We do thank you for this council. We thank you for what they stand for, who they represent. And we just pray that in this time together that they will actually have the right attitude, they will listen well, they will consider well what actually is before them, that you will give them the wisdom and the discernment that they need to serve the people well in this area. We thank you for your goodness to us, and we just pray that each day that we will live in that goodness, that we will consider your grace in our lives, and that will shine through us and show others that you are alive and well. We just pray also, dear Lord, that actually in this time, that we will actually recognise just the responsibility that we have to show kindness and to show grace to each other. And we pray these things believing it's possible in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Major. Okay, disclosures of interest.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. We have one this evening from Councillor Troy Vance. It's in relation to Item 11.3, undetermined development applications greater than 12 months. And it is a pecuniary interest, so he must leave the chamber.
Thank you. Okay, councillors will now deal with confirmation of the minutes, but given that Councillor Vance wasn't present and will not have a quorum to vote, would someone like to move the recommendation that's on the screen? Moved Councillor Janvey, seconded Councillor Wilson. Any discussion? Those in favour? Against? It's carried. Okay, we don't have any notices of motion, so we'll go straight to our public forum. And we have one speaker tonight. It's Mr. James Ford. And Mr. Ford is speaking regarding sewage overflow incidents impacting the Nambucca River oyster farming. Mr. Ford, if you'd like to come forward and address council.
Good evening, Madam Mayor, General Manager, council employees, councillors. Thank you for the opportunity to speak forth and address the ongoing sewage issues that are crippling the local oyster industry and destroying the health of the Nambucca River system. From the last time I stood before you, are we winning? No. We asked for a letter explaining how the sewage network got into such a state of disrepair, but yet, to date, no letter has been received by the oyster industry. If a certain amount of rate money trees must go to the sewage and water management, How is it gotten to such a state that, as we keep being told by the mayor herself, no one can tell her a fix? Yes, there has been a few problem areas identified. Have they been fixed yet? As far as we know, no. We haven't been told. Yes, the sewage team have been out testing and checking pipes, but as I believe, they are also rechecking pipework that was already checked by contractors. So I ask, more monetary is wasted? It just seems like we're going round in circles. It's like a dog chasing its tail, round and round and round. Looks busy, but achieving nothing. We're not getting the results we need to save our industry, and council will not buy us out. We need a fix. One of the problem areas reported is the local swimming pool at Maxwell, pumping its overflow and backwash into the sewage station, as we are led to believe that this occurs in time of rainfall, so as not to flood other areas such as the gym and so forth at the pool. Now, this setup is not that old, and council would have had to inspect and sign off on this surely. And already knowing the stations are already under and not coping in times of pressure of rain, who would have signed off on this and why would they? We would like to request a copy of the operations procedures for the sewage maintenance on the pumping stations. We would also like to know how often this system is logged into to monitor the rise and fall of rain times during dry times, rain times, during normal council operational hours and after hours. Also, the operation procedure for a breakdown or failure, if on the first pump fail occurs, we want the timeline on these procedures addressed to a shorter maintenance times and more regulatory logins. We also believe it's procedure just to rely on the backup pump until normal hours and a crew can get there when needed. We would like this changed to be fixed the first pump straight up as a breakdown happens. If it means employing another pump fitter, so be it. It's already costing us hundreds of thousands of dollars. It has got to be cheaper. Employing the pump fitter has got to be cheaper than the litigation we are getting backed into. We're only ending up with one option to save our businesses. The reasons behind these requests are looking for a fix. As I was told, the issues that are at hand with the infrastructure will not be addressed or get any better in under the next 3 years, as I was told over the front counter by the sewage department. This is three Easters in a row, 247 days last year. I believe one of the other problem areas identified being large shop front roof straight into the sewage system would have been a major factor for the Easter spill and closure from pump 5. But this is yet to be fixed, but council has identified it how long ago? And they claimed in the report that the rainfall of 70 to 80 mil in an hour and a total of 100 mil plus. I'm the official Bureau of Meteorology rain gauge, less than 2 kilometres away from pump station 9, and we only got 47 mil in total. We are looking to you, the councillors, for help to light a stronger fire to save our industry. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Ford. Do any councillors have any questions? None? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, councillors, item 9.1, page 16.
I'll call for a report on Mr. Ford.
Yeah, you could have. That's why.
I was just finishing off. in my notes and...
All you can do is call for a report. It's a public forum, yes.
All right.
So...
If you wouldn't mind, I'd like to call for a report from staff on those requests that the board mentioned in his speech about our procedures and operations of pumps and logins and etc.
Can you give the word, and the wording needs to be very, very clear so that staff know what to report on, so can you?
Okay, so a call for a report on Mr. Ford's address to council, particularly around his requests of our...
Sorry, Councillor Janvey, I apologise for interrupting, but Mr. Ford has provided his speaking notes, so...
On the issues raised.
In order to get it exact, yeah, I was going to suggest that you ask for a report addressing all of the matters raised in Mr. Ford's presentation to council. That way the staff will have to refer to the speaking notes and the report will have to cover all of the items rather than try to list, reiterate.
Yeah, thank you.
Trying to make sure we don't miss anything.
Thank you. I'm happy with your assistance there. Thank you.
And it's much shorter and, but very clear.
Yeah. I was getting there.
Sorry, it's just I know how hard it is when you're trying to move a motion on the hop and get the wording to capture everything you're trying to achieve, but also make it very clear for the staff exactly what it is you want them to report on. So... I think we've captured that. Okay, it was seconded by Councillor Jones. Are you still happy to second that wording? Thank you, Councillor Jones. Is there any discussion? None? Those in favour? Against? It's carried. Page 16, item 9.1.
Move that, Madam Mayor.
Moved Councillor Jones. Seconded Councillor Vance. Any discussion? Those in favour? Against? Carried. Page 31, item 9.2.
Move.
Moved Councillor Wilson. Seconded Councillor Janvey. Any discussion? Those in favour? Against? Carried. Page... There's no late reports tonight, are there?
No.
Okay. Page 32, item 10.1.
Moved
Councillor Jones.
Second.
Seconded Councillor Janvey. Any discussion?
I'll just highlight here that I think this is the right thing to do. I mean, Councillor basically saying that we're not going to take the dividend out of the sewer fund, and under the comments before by Mr. Ford, I think this is highlighting that council is acutely aware, and it's important that. Sort of funding remain in the sewer department, we can use it where appropriate.
Absolutely, and I'll refer councillors to my comments at this afternoon's budget workshop that until we get that IWCM review and see what's actually recommended, taking money out of the sewer fund as a dividend I don't think is wise, because we may well find that we have some significant costs identified. Is there any other discussion? Those in favour? Against? It's carried. Page 36, item 10.2. Moved Councillor Janvey.
Second.
Seconded Councillor Wilson. Any discussion? Councillor Janvey.
I just mentioned that the changing places facility, we support. The committee supports in principle pursuing this. There's actually, down at Kempsey there's an aged care home and people from there come up and use the hydrotherapy pool, and people travel from Kempsey to come up to the pool, and people from disability services down there bring clients up to the pool. So we think there's a reasonable need with our own locally based people with disabilities to have this changing place. And we're just hoping, well, I know there's some money from the federal government for grants, so we just hope our grants officer is watching out and looking.
Okay, sorry. That's all. So I think it's an excellent thing, and we're well positioned for people, even if they're travelling up from Sydney with someone with disabilities in a car, to pull in and stop off on the highway as well. It's multi sort of dimensional, but not cheap.
Councillor Janvey, are you satisfied that the wording of recommendation one sort of covers that, or did you want to add an additional dot point that the grants officer would be asked to...
Oh, I'd love to add additional dot point that the grants officer would be asked to keep her
eye out.
There's
no reason you can't, either...
The federal...
you were the mover, weren't you?
Yes.
Well, you were the mover, you can...
All right.
Well, with, so long as Councillor Wilson is...
We add a dot point six, or amend it to add a dot point six that our grants officer watch
just
out.
Just make it number six.
Makes it easier.
That the grants
officer watch out for federal grants in this sphere of changing places, I think they're called.
Well, yeah, that the grants officer be asked to...
Explore
grant possibility. I mean, it's an ongoing watch for any opportunity, so...
Yeah.
How would you word it? Yeah, that the grants officer be asked to monitor grant funding opportunities... ..to identify a funding source suitable for the Changing Places program. I might have the terminology wrong.
That's the grant name, I think, is Changing Places, so it's a program.
And Councillor Wilson, you're happy to second that? It just makes it more definite. It was already implied in recommendation one. If there's no discussion, those in favour. Against, it's carried. Page 40, item 10.3.
Happy to move that, Madam Mayor.
Moved Councillor Jones. Seconded Councillor Vance. Any discussion? Those in favour? Against, it's carried. Page 42, item 10.4, and the actual recommendation is on page 43.
I'll move.
Moved Councillor Wilson. Seconded Councillor Janvey. Any discussion? Those in favour? Against? Carried. No late reports for this one either. So page 51, item 11.1.
Moved
Councillor Janvey. Seconded Councillor Wilson. Any discussion? Those in favour? Against? Carried. Page 52, item 11.2.
Moved
Councillor Wilson.
Happy to second it.
Seconded Councillor Jones, was it? Or any discussion? Those in favour? Against? Carried. Page 53, item 11.3. Now, this is the item that Councillor Vance has declared a pecuniary interest in. And as Councillor Vance has now left the chamber, we no longer have a quorum. So I'll ask the minute taker to note that due to a disclosure of interest in the absence, and the absence of a quorum eligible to vote, this item could not be dealt with. A disclosure of interest and in the absence of...
Either a quorum of eligible voters or...
A quorum of eligible voters, this item could not be dealt with. Yeah, that makes sense.
individual voters. Take out the two TO.
Yes, you can call him back in. Councillors, there are no late reports, so could I have a motion to go to closed meeting?
Move that, Madam Mayor.
Moved Councillor Jones, seconded Councillor Wilson. Any discussion? Those in favour? Against? It's carried. And if you'll go to your closed business, confidential business paper, page 2, item 12.1. So is everybody happy? Just wait for Jodie to give me the nod. Councillors, we've returned to open meeting, so I'll ask the General Manager to read the resolutions made in closed.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. In regards to item 12.1, discussed in confidential session, SF3301270423, matters regarding realised or potential losses. Council resolved that the information concerning incidents where there is a realised or potential loss of funds and or reputation be received.
Okay, thank you. And there being no further business, I'll thank everyone for their attendance and their courtesy and declare the meeting closed.